Welcome everyone, good to have you back with us. In this episode of the Famous Data Role podcast, we're covering the topic of live games. And my today's guest is Danuta Janicka-Mierzwa, Head of Sales at Betcore. Hi Danuta.
Hello, very nice to see you, Stanisław, and thank you very much for inviting me for the podcast. I hope that I will be able to answer your questions in an interesting manner.
I'm 100% sure about that. So glad to have you today with us. And let's hit the road. So basically, how about the mic goes over to you, if you might just give us a few words of presentation, what you're doing at Betcore, etc.
Sure. I work with Betcore for almost 2 years now. I started as an account manager, which gave me an overview of our existing clients and the market itself. Then after a few months, I've been sent to ICE London, where I realized how huge this market is and this industry is really amazing. And after ICE, I proved myself to be a very successful salesperson, which led me to an upgrade in my position. I currently am a deputy head of sales in Betcore, and I'm responsible for basically bringing new clients on board, but also cooperating with existing partners to enable our games in their client site. So yeah, that's my main occupation.
Awesome. Can't wait to get all the answers to my question. I got the full list, so I hope you're ready to rock and roll. And let's start with the first one. So, live gaming. What's actually that? What are the main features of this kind of entertainment? And what are the market requirements that we are addressing through provisioning of live games?
Sure. Well, to give you the easiest answer, live game deals with live broadcasting. So that's the first feature, and I think it's the most important one. Basically, we do have a studio that broadcasts the games live 24 hours per day. We, as a player in live gaming, we have an interaction with presenters or croupiers. So this is also something that differs the games from another games in the market. And to answer the question, what are the market requirements which we are addressing? I think we are helping to democratize the industry in that sense that in previous years, before internet came on board, the experience of live casino was only possible in land-based casinos, where you have a table, you have a person, you have a social interaction with the croupier or with another players. Right now, this has become a completely different experience where everybody can access these games and everybody can have this experience of live gaming and feel like James Bond. So yeah, I think this is something that is crucial in this market.
Mm-hmm. This is clear. And if you were to name the main differences between what I would call traditional games, let's say, for example, slot machines, live gaming, so what would these be?
I think a very important factor is, first of all, the games are much more interesting, meaning that in the virtual games that are created in a computer, you usually have a very simple structure. So these games can be easily get bored as a player, right? Because the structure is, I wouldn't say a predictable thing, but once you start losing a lot, you get bored. So you tend to search for something interesting, something different. So you go, if you have an option to go to the live casino section on a given site, it is much more likely that you will go there and you will stay there longer. Why? Because first of all, you have an interaction with a human being, even if this person is on the TV screen or computer screen or on your mobile, you see a person, right? So this is something that attaches you to the game itself. Second factor is the fact of trust. So we are playing here with real money, and there is a much bigger feeling of not being cheated, in a game, because you have a studio, you have in the studio requirements is that you show the real time of different places in the world. So in each studio, we do display the real time of, I don't know, Warsaw, Brazil, or you name it. And this gives you the information that these games are broadcasted live. They are happening now. So there is no way that we will know the outcome of the game. You will not be rigged in this game, right? So the trust factor is quite important here. And from the data perspective, something that may be interesting for you, live games generate a vast amount of data in a short period of time. And that helps us to analyze not only the bets, winnings and losses, but most importantly, we can see the gaming trend. We can approach the player in a much more personalized way, and we can recommend him or her game recommendations. We can give predictions, and we can also analyze the future behaviors. So this is from the data factor. It's very important also to build the business, because these data helps us to see which games are popular, which are less popular, what bets are popular, which I'm going to, I believe we were going to talk about it as well. So yeah, from the data throughput, it's very useful tool, I would say, to have these data from the live games.
Before we delve into the data world, I still have a few questions which are tackling more of the big picture. And for example, what comes to my mind is customer experience. So this is something that is trending in the recent years. We want to focus on providing the best customer experience. In our context, it's about the gaming experience for the players. And how does the interaction with the live dealer affect this gaming experience?
Well, first of all, you have unpredictability, I would say. So you interact with a person, you cannot predict that person's behavior. She's going to, or he's going to present the game, but still it's a live human being. So there is this completely different experience when you compare this to virtual games where slots you have, I don't know, fruits, which changes in a quite predictive manner. And it's not something that, as I said before, it's not something that will attract you for a longer time in the game, right? So attractiveness of presenters plays a huge role here. And the higher attraction of the croupier or presenter, that gives the higher attraction of the game itself. We also have chat introduced right now, so that gives you the possibility of interacting straight away with the presenter, entertaining her or him, and that deletes this feeling of alienation, right? You're not dealing with only internet, you're dealing with a live person, and you may have fun for a longer time in these games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm thinking also to another aspect, because in, let's say, if I was going to play on a slot machine, even online, there's the machine or there's the code, there's the algorithm, and everything is predicted. So as you mentioned, so especially in the context of those live games, my imagination is that there's many more technical challenges in order to coordinate this whole activity and to host those games. So if you would to name, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 main challenges that are related to hosting those live games, what would that be?
That's a very good question. And I think I could divide it then into 3 categories. So we can talk about data throughput, we can talk about human interactions, and we can talk about legal aspect. And if we are thinking about the throughput of data, we are dealing here with the real time. So we need to assure that streaming is delivered in a reasonable time to any part of the world without delays. So that concerns the consistency of game data and broadcast, which is connected not only to ensuring that events in the game are displayed simultaneously with the broadcast event, but this goes also in pair with audio-video synchronization. So we need to make sure that what you're seeing, you're also hearing in the same time. And this audio aspect is quite important to assure that there will be no noises in the background or echoes. So that can be challenging. Also, to assure the speed of betting and payouts, we must conduct betting within a given time, even during peak times. So if you have a popular match or a rush hour, we need to make sure that the broadcast is impeccable. And we need to have in the back of our heads that the broadcasting software may fail. So we must guarantee its correct functions at every time. And this can be very challenging in places where internet is not provided in a standard manner. So as a game provider that provides the content throughout of the world, we can see that streaming is pretty predictable in Europe or CIS countries. It may be very good in India, for instance, or in Japan. So places that are very developed. But when we talk about internet accessibility in African countries or in LATAM countries, that may be a huge challenge. And therefore, we are prepared for that, of course. First of all, we have a solution where we can rent a satellite and provide the streaming via satellite. And second option is we provide virtual games, meaning that our games, live games, are pre-recorded in such a manner that you are unable to predict the outcome of the game. And nothing differs them from the live streaming in terms of quality. But again, they do not require a stable internet. So that's a very good product for these places, right? So that's from throughput of data. We can also talk about human interactions. So the players play on different devices. They play on mobiles, they have iPads, they have tablets or computers. They use different browsers. So from our perspective, we need to assure that the correctness of the visual is there. And that's why we have a solution for different resolutions. A player can adapt the visual to his, her own needs and also to the internet streaming that he, she currently has. So that's also something quite important. And from the chat perspective, interaction with the audience is quite important here. Of course, presenters have their protocol, so they know which topic they can put in the table, let's say. They know how to respond. They are trained in that. But also we need to assure that there is a content manager in the spot, somebody who is going to validate those messages and decide whether a given message will not distract the presenter and whether it's, you know, useful to put it online or not. So from this perspective, this may be a challenge. And then I mentioned legal aspects. So copyrights, it's something that we need to manage at any given time. We need to make sure that our broadcast is not reused by third parties that are not allowed to do it. And a very important factor are the DOS attacks. So these are distributed denial of service. And these are situations where a flood of internet traffic overwhelms the targeted system, let's say server or website or a network, and that may interrupt the broadcast in a very significant manner. So these three aspects, I think, pose the most technical challenges, and we are trying to meet them at the real time, mm-hmm. as a live producer should.
And tackle, exactly. And you also mentioned about this interaction with the audience. So I'm thinking about what is the effect and how do the live gaming impact the community of players and the interaction? Because you mentioned the chat, you mentioned the interaction with the audience from the croupiers. So what is your point of view regarding this topic?
Chat is a very interesting feature, actually. It allows players to compete, not only to have an interaction with the presenter, which is engaging in its own, but also talking to other players. So what may happen is that players, you know, try to create groups, try to compete in between each other. There is right now in the market a novelty that is called social casino. And this is an invention for places where gambling is very regulated. In social casino, you don't play for real money. You collect tokens. And we can see that this is a very engaging tool that can be reused in many and different manners from the operator's perspective, for instance. So in social casino, people play against each other. They construct a team, so within the family, or they play among friends. There is a huge rivalry. And that, of course, increases players' engagement. From the operator's point of view, this can be used. There can be a cooperation between social casino and a regular live casino, because these tokens can be then used as free spins on other games. So there can be partnerships there and increased engagement of players in that sense.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of trends and the future, what do you think, what are the innovations that we will see in the upcoming times?
Chat is a novelty for us. For instance, we haven't had that previously. We are introducing this feature like within the past few months. We are testing it. So that's a novelty that can engage players into, as I said already, interactions between them and croupiers or them and other players, which can be much more engaging. So yeah, that gives you this, that I also mentioned, there is a lack of this alienation because you do talk with somebody that is out there, right? So if you are a lonely person, that can be something that will keep you more engaged in front of the screen. But from the novelties that I'm looking at right now in the market, AI is being introduced quite commonly, especially in Asian countries and by Asian operators. So this feature is interesting, of course, for many reasons from the operator's point of view. However, for producers of the games like ourselves, I can see a huge danger, because if you are a producer of niche games, you have much less opportunity to be promoted on those websites, because AI decides about popularity of the, well, it's not deciding about popularity of the games, but it positions the games according to their popularity. So basically, if you are new in the market and the market is growing constantly, I mean, every single day there are new games popping up in the market. So if you are new in the market, if you have something that in your opinion may attract players, within AI solution, you don't have a chance to promote this, because these operators that use this tool basically close this option. They only promote these games that are popular itself. So basically, the danger here is that we may create a monopoly. And yeah, and from the producer perspective, it's not the optimal solution.
There's certainly always some side which is, let's say, an opportunity, and there's always risks associated with every change and every breakthrough, even mm-hmm. technologically speaking. Now, I'm thinking also about the contribution of live gaming into the development overall of the online gaming industry, and the benefits for the operators that offer live gaming. What would these be from your side?
I think there's this aspect that I already mentioned, that classical virtual games are repetitive. And if you have live games on your website, that means that you give much richer portfolio to your player and you make them engage and game much effectively. So if they are bored with one game, they are going to another section, they are going to live casino or to TV games as our product, and they can bet there with bigger engagement, I would say. Especially, for instance, we provide lotteries, and many places in the world like Africa or LATAM, these two continents seem to be connected in such a way that in both sports betting is very popular. And on the second position, there are lotteries. So we provide in Keno, which is the most popular game of ours around the world, we provide communities with entertainment that they seek. They basically understand these games. These games are more involving for women, for instance. Even in our country, in Poland, we can see that Lotto is very popular, and we have sports betting and Lotto, right? So we have also these two categories, which are the most popular in our market. And therefore, as a live game producer with lotteries, we are winning many markets. And you, as an operator providing these games, you are increasing your turnover immediately, because this is something that people go to straight away, right? The other thing is that iGaming world is very it's diverse in that sense that games need to be adapted to specific geographical needs. So for instance, from the perspective of operator, if they would decide to construct their own dedicated table or their own studio with lottery, it will be not only a very good factor for them in terms of turnover, because you don't involve any third parties there, you have your own business. But also you can adapt the game to the needs of the market. So for instance, in CIS countries, we can observe that the presenters are very, how to say it, they are not so expressive in terms of their body language, right? They stay straight, they don't move too much, they don't smile too much, they are just friendly. However, there is no expectation that they are going to suddenly start to dance or jump or whatever with excitement, right? There is a certain protocol that fits. And if you think about LATAM countries, there is a completely different expectations towards how the presenter should behave. And there is much bigger expectation of show game. So basically, they are waiting for presenter to dance or to, you know, be smiling or laughing or being happy with the fact that somebody just won the game. There may be an expectation of being dressed in a specific way. So the attractiveness comes from a different point of view. The same goes with Indian games, for instance. There is an expectation that presenters in the studio will be dressed in a traditional dresses, that there will be a lot of colors, that there will be gold, that there will be this richness that is visible through textures and colors. So operators being focused on a given market, they can increase their turnover by building a game especially for their market. And they can do it by themselves, or they can partner with a live game producer like ourselves. We do dedicated tables for partners. So not only you're meeting diversity, but you also assure yourself the uniqueness of the experience. And you give players something that nobody else has. So that's a positive aspect as well.
Awesome. Really awesome. Now, I think it's time to move to my favorite part. So data. What live gaming data do we collect in when we are a live game producer?
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said that already, live games provides you with the variety of data in the real time. These are very, very valuable information, which are crucial for making strategic business decisions. And to give you an example, we are not only collecting betting data, as I said, winnings and losses, which gives us, of course, the information about the size of bets, the frequency of placing them and so on. But we can also predict the user behavior because we collect this data that shows us that how much time the player spends in a game, which game he or she selects. What is the interactivity of the games? Which bets they're planning to choose or choosing? In our product, in TV Bet product, we have a slightly different way of placing a bet than in the regular live casino. Of course, we also provide live casino, but the traditional product is TV games. And the idea there is that you have more options of placing a bet than just one. And in many, for instance, in poker, you don't bet against the live dealer. You bet on the live events of the game. And you can either bet on one of the six hands that are on the table, or you can place a bet on additional outcomes, like, for instance, which card combination is going to win. So each game is basically constructed in a similar way. In lotteries, you can bet on numbers, you can bet on colors, you can bet on additional outcomes. And each game gives you the opportunity of placing more than one bet within one round. So with this data, we can basically check which bets are the most popular and what are the preferences of the player. We can add it to that, for instance, personalized promotions. If the player gets distracted with the game or wants to, we can predict that he or she will leave the platform. We can produce personalized promo that will send him an SMS or an email saying, check out this game now, or I have a free spin on another game. So these data are directly connected with how we approach players. We also collect geography data. So basically, these are information about the location of bets, and they also can help us to tailor marketing campaigns and individual approach towards players. And we do have betting trends analysis. That's also an important category. So basically, that also allows us for a quick response to changing players' preferences and adjusting the game offers. And we, of course, use the user feedback, which is crucial for us and helps us to increase customer satisfaction. So basically, these are the main points that I can mention here that play a crucial role in the data collection.
This is clear. And I also like to talk about analytics, because what we discussed now is like different data points that you may collect. You also mentioned few use cases. I'm interested in the approaches to analytics, different techniques. What do you use? What's your approach to slice and dice the data?
Yeah, sure. To better understand players' preferences and behaviors, operators can undertake a range of analytical and strategic actions. And so do we as a live game producer. We can do, for instance, player segmentation. So through data analysis, players can be grouped according to various criteria like game preferences, frequency of play, or the level of spending, let's say. So again, this is connected to further actions towards more personalized communication and promotions. We can do A/B testing, which is an approach where we can conduct tests on different elements of the game. And that helps us to understand which changes resonate best with users. We can use also predictive modeling that through learning algorithm help us to analyze collective data. And that helps us to predict future player behaviors. For instance, we can predict whether a player wants to leave the website, leave the game. We can also have a prediction if there is going to be a potential big wins. So this predictive modeling is very useful also in our work. And last but not least, we have real-time monitoring and response. So this feature helps us to immediately respond to player activity. And we are sending him personalized messages. So this is something that I already mentioned. And this helps us to keep the player involved when he seems to be discouraged or considers quitting the game.
Mm-hmm. Very well, very well. So you have named also quite a few use cases. I'm wondering if there's other things that you would mention in terms of how do you actually apply this data to solve business problems? What are the other business problems that you can solve thanks to this data? Because you have mentioned the predictive modeling, the prediction of the behavior, if the likelihood of churning, for example. What else would you name as the most important use cases for data?
That's a very interesting question, which, and the answer will be most probably the continuation of what has been already said. So data analytics can significantly contribute to personalizing player experience, which I underlined several times in this conversation. So we can not only personalize game recommendations, but we can also dynamically adjust the stakes and limits. And this there are systems that can adjust minimum and maximum stakes in the live games to fit individual preferences, which is a very useful feature. We can optimize user interface. So thanks to this, we can customize player experience by personalizing the layout of the dashboard. We can personalize the menu options or even visual aspects of the game. We can track sentiment and interaction analysis. So these tools can gather information from live chats, comments, or reviews to understand what players think about the game and which elements may require improvement. So that's a very interesting feature as well, which we are using constantly. We can adapt our offer to VIP players thanks to this data analysis. So for high status players, we can have exclusive offers. We can dedicate them an account manager that will take care of their gaming experience. We can as well prepare special events and bonuses that will reflect the VIP status. So that's a feature that is quite popular. And among promising solutions that could be also mentioned in the technical novelties, but I actually forgot about it, we have a chatbot assistant, which is a relatively new tool. And the chatbot significantly enhances level of personalization and support for players. So it can immediately answer to players' requests. It can, with the prepared scenario. It can offer assistance if there are some problems on the website. And last but not least, it can also serve as a personalized assistant in information about promotions, right? So be able to target the players individually and send them the message. So the chatbot is a tool that helps us a lot in our work.
That's perfect. Wow, I'm really impressed with the broad variety of use cases that you guys are deploying. So the last question from my side for today will be, again, about the challenges, but now from data and analytics perspective. So in the context of live gaming, what are the biggest challenges when it comes to data and analytics?
Yes, this is something that I mentioned already in this conversation. Most important one is high data throughput. So live games generate vast amount of data in a short period of time, and processing this data in real time requires advanced systems and powerful infrastructure. So this is something that without which you cannot really do the business, right? And you have to assure that this is something that is present in your company. Another aspect is integration of data from various sources. So given the large volume and diversity of data, we need to integrate them into a unified system that assures efficiency and analysis. And that may be a challenge if you don't have, you know, servers that will take this into their power. And if you don't have infrastructure that would be able to assure that. And last but not least, I think detection and response to anomalies. That's something quite crucial. So in our work, it's very important to quickly detect and respond to anomalies, such as, for instance, suspicious player behavior or potential fraud. We have a data analytics department in our company that basically tracks the games constantly and tracks the players' behavior. And without it, we couldn't gain any trust in the market. So this is really something crucial to be present in this industry.
Perfect. Thank you very much for today, since this was
thank
my
you.
Last question. It was great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for the invitation. It was really a pleasure to be here with you and to answer your questions. I hope that this content will be helpful for others. And if you have any questions, you can find me online on LinkedIn. Just don't be afraid, right?
I'm 100% sure it's going to be like this. Just to recap, today we discussed the ins and outs of live games, what these are, why they are important, what's so specific about them, especially from a game provider perspective, but also as an operator. Finally, we discussed how the data fuels the creation and analysis of live games, allowing to strengthen decision-making for live game producers. That's going to be it for today, so remember, no more bets. This was Stan, signing off right now, and remember, keep rolling with the data.